Alléluia, 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 Alléluia.
I will send to you the Spirit of truth, says the Lord. He will guide you to all truth.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Peter turned and saw the disciple following whom Jesus loved, the one who had also reclined upon his chest during the supper and had said, "Master, who is the one who will betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus said to him, "What if I want him to remain until I come? What concern is it of yours? You follow me." So the word spread among the brothers that the disciple would not die. But Jesus had not told him that he would not die. Just, "What if I want him to remain until I come? What concern is it of yours?" It is this disciple who testifies to these things and has written them, and we know that his testimony is true. There are also many other things that Jesus did, but if these were to be described individually, I do not think the whole world would contain the books that would be written. Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
Peter asked Jesus, "What about John, his future?" In certain sense, Jesus replied to him, "Mind your own business. You just follow me." It's so true. Many times we concern things about of our neighbor or what will be of the other people, but we seldom think how much we follow Jesus, to what extent we follow Jesus. Jesus, through this occasion, just tell us, they tell Peter, "Mind your own business. You just follow me." It's so true. Many times we do not have that kind of uniqueness to follow Jesus. We are disturbed by so many other things. Thank you, Jesus, telling Peter, so that we are told also we have to mind our own thing. Just important is to do the will of God for us. It is not always easy. That's why we compare. It's as if somebody being loved by God more than we. But it's not true. Jesus loved you as much as he loved the others. We have the cross, but we have the grace to overcome it. Anyway, today, live in peace. Just mind our own business. Just do what we can with our strength, with joy, and the rest live in the hand of God. Jesus loves us. The Holy Spirit also gives us the light. Important is we open our heart to Him, to the Blessed Trinity. Whatever important, just only the will of God.